nowadays, Hausavi students, everybody who enters in the Hausa, are benefiting from the students who were nurtured by Ayatollah Saadat Parvez.
No, he was participating and accompanying Allama Tabatabai rahmatullah alayhi more than 30 years. And here is the turning point in his life.
Be more familiar with outstanding Shia figures in The Teacher.
What will we say in front of it?
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Very welcome to the program The Teacher. The Teacher is about the life and works of the most outstanding Muslim Shiite scholars, philosophers, spiritual trainers, and jurists during the history of Islam. I'm Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Mahdavi and Sheikh Ziania. Assalamu alaikum to both of you.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
And Sheikh Ziania, assalamu alaikum, brother.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah to you and to your dear listeners.
Today we want to talk about an outstanding figure who has spent most of his life in nurturing the students regarding spirituality and akhlaq or ethics. One of the most outstanding students of Allama Sayyid Muhammad Hussein Tabatabai. He is no one but the late Ayatollah Haj Sheikh Ali Saadat Parvar, mainly known as Pahlevani Tehrani. Okay, Sheikh Ziania, let's start with you, brother. Give us some details about the early life of the late Ayatollah Haj Sheikh Ali Saadat Parvar.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Late Ayatollah Sheikh Ali Saadat Parvar, also famous as Pahlevani Tehrani, rahmatullah alayhi, was born in 1305 in solar calendar in the city of Tehran in Iran. And his birthday was coincident with the day of the birthday of Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salatu wasalam, Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Okay.
And he was born in a religious family. And because, you know, Tehran on those days was not a good city for, you know, studying for a religious family, studying in schools. So that's why he entered a special school that was held in a mosque and started having Islamic studies. That these schools were called maktab at those times.
Yes. Or schools, per se. That's
yeah.
Right. Okay.
He learned the preliminary studies of Islamic, you know, seminary in Tehran, like, for example, Arabic literature and some books regarding fiqh and usulul fiqh, but, you know, introductory ones like ma'alim and lum'a. And he was very eager to have a travel to Atabat Aliyat, I mean, Najaf al-Ashraf and Karbala and Samarra and Kazimain. And he had this chance, you know, it was very hard in those times to have this, you know, ziyarat for normal people because the travel, you know, facilities was really hard. So, but he had this chance to have a caravan with some young men from Tehran, and they went to do ziyarat. And after that, he came to the Islamic seminary of Qom and started studying there. And here is the turning point in his life that he gets familiar with a very noble figure, a great one, no one but late Allama Tabatabai rahmatullah alayh, that has come to this city, to this, the city of Qom, to teach Islamic studies to good students.
That's all right. Really enjoying the presence of Allama Tabatabai had direct role, Sheikh Mahdavi, in shaping the very character of Ayatollah Saadat Parvar. Talk a little bit about this.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, this is really important if we get this chance and tawfiq to accompany somebody like Allama Tabatabai for more than 30 years. Some books have recorded that 40 years he was accompanying Allama Tabatabai in all sessions, private sessions, public sessions. Okay. So the result of such tawfiq is nothing but standing or being regarded as the late scholar
representing the school of thought that might be known as the school of thought of Mullah Hussain Qulli Hamedani.
Right.
Nowadays, people, or better to say scholars, if they want to highlight someone as the one who is representing this school of thought, they name Ayatollah Saadat Parvar or Pahlawani. And this is not achievable except through hardship, I mean hardship in terms of training, self-training,
yes,
going through very difficult spirituality and experiences, spiritual experiencing and exercising, better to say, spiritual exercising.
Self-purification.
Yes, and self-purification.
Okay.
So he reached the level that even he is compared with Mullah Hussain Qulli Hamedani in terms of nurturing different students, mm-hmm, that nowadays Hauzavi students, everybody who enters in the Hauza, are benefiting from the students who were nurtured, yeah, by him.
Okay.
I mean, Ayatollah Saadat Parvar. This is a very important character because we had a,
yes,
lot of ulama,
yes,
a lot of scholars,
yes,
but in terms of nurturing several students,
yes, yes,
and bringing up,
yes,
students to their level, this is something which is mentioned,
okay,
for Mullah Hussain Qulli Hamedani and then for Allama Saadat Parvar. Saadat Parvar.
Sorry, is it true that Ayatollah Saadat Parvar got a specific permission from Allama Tawatabai to nurture the students? And is it at all a kind of, I mean, routine work of the, I mean, trainers, spiritual trainers, in order to give some of the students this ijaza of nurturing the students on spirituality and akhlaq?
Yes, definitely this is true. And in order to understand this and try to digest this,
yes,
importance, we have to talk about the same thing that we have in Fiqh Usul and Rawaya.
Oh.
When we say that that scholar has got the permission of Rawaya,
mm-hmm,
the other scholar has got the permission of Ijtihad. So when it comes to morality and Irfan in its specific term, it requires permission. This is not the easy field to be taken by everybody,
mm-hmm,
because through the way of training others, there are a lot of dangers coming through the shaitan, temptation coming through the shaitan that may affect the teacher himself. So without this permission, those great ones, those who were, who had this concern for themselves, they wouldn't enter this field.
That's right.
So Allama Saadat Parvar is one of those who's got this permission,
mm-hmm,
to have this chance and tawfiq to,
that's
nurture,
right,
different students in this,
yes,
field.
Yes. So when we are talking about spiritual training and this spiritual wayfaring and enjoying the presence of Allama Tabatabai, what do we mean exactly? I mean, how Ayatollah Saadat Parvar enjoyed the presence of Allama?
You know, he was participating and accompanying Allama Tabatabai rahmatullah alayhi more than 30 years. And he himself says that, I did not miss the class of Allama Tabatabai rahmatullah alayhi and his gathering unless only I missed 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was the day that, if I'm not mistaken, his daughter got married. And the other day is that he says that there was snowy weather and I was going to participate in the class and I saw a Sayyid old man is trying to cleanse the snow from above his house or in,
okay,
front of his house. I witnessed him and he was trying to do this, you know, process and it was very hard for him.
Okay.
So at that moment, this came to my mind that my teacher, I mean, Allama Tabatabai rahmatullah alayh, for sure is more satisfied with me to help to this old Sayyid, oh, rather than participating in the class.
Okay.
In the class.
Very good.
So he decides to not to participate in the class, but helping that old Sayyid.
That's right.
So it is very important to have, you know, determined will and not to leave the scene easily.
Yes.
So he says that I just missed two sessions.
Yes.
And okay. This is very unique about him.
That's right. And so many of the works that Ayatollah Saadat Parvar compiled are somehow related to the spiritual circles that he attended with Allama Tabatabai, especially Jamal Aftab, you know, related to elaboration on the ghazals or the sonnets of Hafez. Also, some of the rivayat and ayat that have been explicated by Allama Tabatabai. Razadel, or the secret of the heart, is another one, you know, which is an elaboration exegesis on Gulshan Raz, on Sheikh Mahmud Shabestari, again in the spiritual sessions that he attended with Allama Tabatabai. Also, Pasdaran Harim Eshq, or the safeguards of the sanctuary of love. This is the rough translation, of course, which is related somehow again to the guidelines, spiritual trainings, educational trainings, when at the presence of Allama Tabatabai, and so many, you know, other works which are related to spirituality. He was among the spiritual trainers who has quite fruitful compilations too, because so many of the Urafa maybe have one, two books, you know, but his books are really many. He has also a book regarding the Qayba of Imam Mahdi, isn't it? What is that book?
Ash-Shumus al-Mudhi'a. Yes, this is the book.
Okay.
That
this is in Arabic?
Yes, this is in
Arabic.
He has compiled. He has compiled all the riwayat regarding the issue or regarding the Imam Zaman alayhi salam.
Okay.
Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
The quality of the occultation or something like that?
Everything.
Okay.
In terms of his birth and the place he was born, the close companions.
That's
over
right.
The minor occultation, okay. And after that, everything which is in relation to Baqiyatullah al-Azam.
That's all right.
You know, even sometimes okay. We think that these figures always are giving odd instructions to people.
Mm-hmm.
You have to, for example, recite this dhikr 10 times, that one 100 times, that one 50 times, that one 70 times. Then you will see something, you know, brilliant into the sky and you have to follow it. Maybe we think like this regarding these moral figures, but it's very important that he says to his students that you have to be in good mood and good behavior with your family and especially with your wife.
That's all right.
He says even though, for example, the food that she has prepared for you is not suitable with your favor, you have to be thankful toward her and thank her. And he says that once I got angry with my family, with my wife, when I was young.
That's right.
And I was told in a way that 20 years of your actions was vanished because you got angry with your wife.
That's right.
So, you know, trying to
socialize with the people around
and to implement the orders of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam regarding have good temper with family, with neighbors, with people, and loving them. These orders are very important to be a pious and moral person.
So being pious, does that mean being secluded and following a solitary life in confinement? It means being among the people, at the same time, have self-account and take care of your soul. That's all right. And you know, sometimes the people have to take care about some of the fake mystical movements that are followed here and there under the name of such scholars like Ayatollah Saadat Parvar, Allama Tabatabai, or Sayyid Ali Ghazi Tabatabai, you know. For sure, this line had its own permissions and license, and there are some serious content to be taught in this way. Not everyone who can do some, we can say, illusion, or it's better to say magical action, can be called an RF or a mystic. For sure, Islamic Shiite mysticism must be in the framework of the Shariat and the obligations that are recommended by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Prophet Muhammad, and the infallible Imams.
May I add something?
Okay.
I think it's better to say, or at top of what you brothers said, that there are some easy tasks, but difficult to be done. Mm-hmm. For example, when we look at Ayatollah Saadat Parvar, we see that he has entitled with different names. Saadat Parvar, Tehrani, Pahlavani.
Okay.
One of his students was once explaining for us why he has three different names.
Okay.
So before we say what was the explanation behind this type of names which has nothing to do with each other, he was saying, we have to mention this point, that this field of spirituality is really subject to dangers like being famous.
Oh.
So these people were trying to escape from getting famous and popular among people. What nowadays everybody is trying to do through his profile in Instagram, Telegram, here and there.
Yes.
So fame in and of itself is dangerous for our spirituality.
Okay.
So somebody who is stepping on this path, for him, mm-hmm. it's much better to always be represented by one name.
One way to escape fame and reputation.
So he was trying to change his name in a way that no one would understand why he's changing the name.
Yes. Okay.
But at different stage of his life, for example, at the beginning, he was named Pahlavani.
Okay.
Then Ayatollah Tehrani.
Yes.
And then Saadat Parvar. Trying to escape fame and getting popular among people. So these are easy tasks, but difficult to be done. For example, we want to be famous in the university under this specific name.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody who call our name, people who direct or point out, this is that famous teacher or professor at the university. So it's for us even difficult to practice such a thing.
Yes. So avoiding fame and reputation was among the most outstanding traits of the spiritual trainers and the teachers. Shawwal 12, 1425 was the year that this outstanding man passed away. May Allah bless his soul and may he rest in peace. Inshallah, the late Marhum Ayatollah Saadat Parvar, mainly known as Pahlavani Tehrani. Thank you much, Sheikh Mahdavi and Sheikh Ziyaniya, for your presence in the program, The Teacher.
You're most welcome, madam.
You're most welcome.
And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/Ian Call of Islam page. Also, a YouTube channel and Instagram page, Call of Islam Radio. To another episode, fi aman Allah. God bless you all. Ooh.